The guy told giving a get to an isha. So drash legite noshim, the kaimalam b'nei bovul b'kiyim. Halacha is matchila when he gave a get to bring in the chutzlarts. You have to say before nechtam, because we're afraid people in chutzlarts don't know dinim l'shmo. You have to say klo before nechtam that was written l'shmo. Mashen came b'nei bovul. People live in bovul. The talmid chum there. They always say they're b'kiyim in l'shmo, and you don't have to say before nechtam. So the kaimalam b'nei bovul b'kiyim. Shetzarach lift up get l'shmo. There the people know, the soif from the right to get know, you have to write to get l'shmo. There may be get misham, if somebody wrote to get in bovul and sent it now someplace else to give it to his wife at someplace else, and tzarach lema, the shliach that brings the get to this new place, before nechtam. He does not have to say, before nechtam, the get was written in front of me. Because we never want, since it was written in bovul, shita was written to kashrus, it was written l'shmo. Uvenei Shara Rotzas, the people living in other cities, ain't Bekim. Anybody in Chutz Loretz is not Bekim in Alochis of Lishmo. The Gansu Shana Gemara Gittin, what does it mean? It's only Chumad Rabbanan, because a miyat of the mitum, a miyat of people are not Bekim Lishmo. V'tzorach Achshav, therefore, now, V'tzorach Achshav, Bnei Bursif, he bovel. O bovel, Shal Achshav, he bursif. So now get to know where get comes from. For get comes now from bursif. You should know you don't need before nechtam. Bursav now is zikah b'kiyim in l'shmo. And if the get comes now from bovul, you have to say before nechtam. Because they're not b'kiyim in l'shmo now in bovul, in the name that we call bovul now. Vein amoritz, k'dermina b'yalma. Bur shafilu shenot l'meimav. That's one nafkamina. Nafkamina is to know exactly, really, where is the place bovul today. So today they call bursav bovul. So the get coming from bursav, there the shir does not have to say before nechtam. Mashenk, the shir coming from Bovul today, would have to say before nechtam. Vaniyayim is a drashi, nafkaminu gitenoshim, linyan shina shimo yushmo, v'shein iroi v'iro, posel. V'sarach lichta, v'shein shalachsov, a poshen nafkaminu. In every get, you have to write the mokum, where you gave the get. So nafkaminu, what we call the place today. If you write Bovul, and you're in Bursav today, it's okay. But if you're going to write Bovul, and you're really in Bovul right now, it's no good. Because today, Bovul is called Bursav. Does not to me know what you have to write inside the get. You have to write the name of the city, what is called today. Hadru Alecha Bava Madlikim. Sati Mishnah. Kiro. Kiro is a type of an oven, not really a tanner, it's a type of an oven. A kiro didn't have stoves then. A kiro is like, usually it's a kli, but it's put inside the ground. You hollow out like a square inside the ground, and it's enough place to put two pots on top of it, and usually have coals on the bottom of it, and then you put the pot inside it. So it's a type of a kli, but usually the kli like was inside the ground. So a kira, you have this type of an oven, that you see, kuhu, you made the fire with what? You didn't use good coals. Now you made the kasha begavua. You made the heat material of the fire with type of straw. It's a cheap fire. I mean, the fire's going to go out, it won't burn too long. The kasha begavua, different type of straws. So trashi, kira, asuya, kimin, kedera. It's made, it looks like a big pot. You put a pot inside it. And a kira uses a mokum to put two pots inside it. Kashas Rashi, zangos hashibolim. That's the side pieces of the zangin, of the stalks. That's like the straw that falls off. Gavavom, hanigvav min hatzodah. So I'll just say it's the dried wood that you pick off the ground. Also a type of straw. It's after you cut off the tfuam, what falls down to the ground, nigvav, you collect it together, min hatzodah. So if you burn it, if you made the kira hot with this type of a coal, is noisnim oleha tafshel. You're allowed to put a tafshel on top of the kira. Now we can see in the Gemara exactly what does noisnim mean. You can learn one shot, noisnim means you're allowed to make shia. That means you're allowed to put it on there before Shabbos and just let it stay on the kira throughout Shabbos. You just allowed to let it cook. Since you put it on before Shabbos, it's a chiddush, it's mutter, the shia alone is mutter, just to leave it there. That's one pshat to say noisnin. Noisnin means you're allowed to leave it on it. Another pshat, noisnin means chazora. That means pshita, you're allowed to leave it on. You put it on there before Shabbos, pshita. No, it's even mata chazora. That means on Shabbos, you took it off the kiram, and now you want to put it back again, that's also mutter. So, there's a shal in the Gemara, what does noisnin mean?
Is the kira covered up?
No, not covered up. Because now it's only has a fuel from kash and gavavor, they go out very fast. We're not afraid of any gzeres shemayachta here. Ma'ashen kein begefnes uveitzim. Let's say you burned, you had the fuel of the kira was from good wood. Or else gefnes atrashi, that's psoilis shel shumshimin. That's the sesame, the shoitzio shumnim. After you squeeze out the sesame to get the oil out, then the psalus of it. Right, that burns very well. It burns like etzim. So now if the kiro was, the heat came from burning wood or from burning sesame, is alocha loyitin. Then you can't put something on this kiro, even though you put it before Shabbos, like poshlim in shiyah. You can't let it stay on it throughout Shabbos. So right, the Gemara is unclear also, what does this loyitin mean? Does this loyitin mean you're not allowed to leave it on from before, even from before Shabbos? Or else loyitin means on Shabbos you can't do chazorah. As on the one side to say, Shia means when you put it on before Shabbos, and you're just letting it stay there on Shabbos. Because it's not to say, that's mutter here. No, loyitin means if you take it off the kiro on Shabbos, you can't put it back again. And the other side is no. Loyitin means even Shia. Even just to leave it there from before Shabbos, that's also also. Because it's a gzera, maybe on Shabbos not going to be cooking so well, you're to come to hit up, to hit the coals, you'll hit the wood to burn better. And you'll make an ash, you'll make vishal then. So it's also. Ad, what's the etzah? Ad sheyigrei. Either you take all the coals and move it to the side. Poshet sheyigrei just means you move the coals to the side. Like you make a heker that you're not going to hit the coals anymore to make it burn well. Because we see you're pushing all the coals just to the side, so much we don't want to use it anymore so much for cooking. Oyat sheyitein es eifer, unless you put like dust or sand on top of the coals. That's like our blech. You put something on top of the coals to cover up the fire, also, it's nicker, you don't want to cook anymore, and you goof and make the coals a little bit cooler now, so there's no gzer in the middle of Shabbos, you come to hit up the coals to make it burn better. Since you do one of these two mices to show you don't want to cook it on Shabbos. So that's the eitzah if you're using eitzah gefes. So trashi gefes, achi yigret, trashi gecholim. So you take out the coals, mishom. The moisif hevel, because coals make it burn better. The time of Parishna of Periklia, we said the Xer before, Shemiyachta the Gecholim. As coals of mine, you have the coals there, we're afraid maybe going to come to eat the coals on Shabbos. So there's one side, even she is also, even though you put the pot there from before Shabbos, still it's also to leave it on top of such a kira, because we're afraid in the middle of Shabbos, you're going to come to hit the coals to make it burn better. So the answer is, oh yeah, either you take the coals out, or else, oh yeah, she eats in Efer, the trashi, Agabi Gecholim. You put some dirt on top of the coals, lichsaisum, to cover up the fire, ulitsananum. So that's Rashi Shita, that lukura blech, will also have to make a little bit cooler. As when you're putting dirt on top of coals, it does two things. It covers up the fire, the heker, and it also cools it off a little bit. So that's a little bit the shayla about our blech. So Kuriya say our blech also cool it off a little bit. The heat doesn't go so good, avada cook better would be on the fire mamish, we're cooking on top of the blech. That's why some sheet is like I said, a blech has to be a nice thick blech, a tefach wide, that mamish shall make it like the heat won't go so through. But even the way we do a sauce, right, there is a little bit sananon, it's a little bit cool, it's not the same heat as this will be mamish on top of the yesh. So you need one of these two things, then it's mutter either for shia, or else suwa din, it's even mutter for chazor. If you take something off the blech on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on the blech, providing certain tannaim, you didn't put it down, we'll see later on. Now, Beishama Yemrim Chamin. So, Shalom, what Beisham is going on? He says only Chamin means hot water, it's mutter. Poshna means even after you make roof and ketumah, it's only mutter to leave it on the yesh, make shia with hot water. Avolei Tavshul. But a Tavshul means something solid, like a chicken or a kugel, that's also according to Beishama. Shashi Beishama Yemrim, Noisten Oleha Chamin Acha Shegorfo. Is after you took out the coals, you now put hot water on top of the kiro. So like tzrichel of shule, because hot water doesn't have to cook so much. The lekel of migza shemayachta. Now there is no gzeira shemayachta. Mashenke now v'loy tavshel. You can't put a kugel or chicken according to Beshami, even when she alone would be awesome. The nichle lebishule, because a kugel, the longer it stays on the fire, the more it gets cooked, or cholt, the longer it's there, it's cooking more. V'yoslach tzuye, the dod gzeira, maybe you come to hit the coals. So even though you made a groof and a ketumah, still it's no good according to Beshamai. So Guru Tashal is showing exactly what does groofa mean. The Ran brings down somewhere groofa means when you deek for the Shalmi, you have to take all the coals out of the oven. All the coals have to come out. But then the Ran asks, when this Rashi is not like that. Because if groofa means you take out all the coals, so how is the chance Beshamai should make a zeron, but a kugel you can't leave on top of the fire? Why? Because we're afraid maybe you can hit the coals to make it burn better throughout Shabbos. But you took out all the coals. That's why the Ran learned, as I said before, the just mid groofy, you push the coals to the side. Like you make a hecker, you don't want to use the coals now. But a lot of the coals, the eights of them are still in it. So Mela Halk Be Shamayin, even putting it to the side only helps for water. Mashenkein, for food, for tavshol, it's also. Because it's still the gzeresh, it's still ma'os lachtuye. We don't do groofa. We don't do ktuma. Either one is good. Sham yayim mit ye, right? Abla says, Beis Hillel yayim mit do, we hold like Beis Hillel. Cham in v'tavshol, no. Once we have a groof or a ktuma, then it's mutter even to leave a tavshol, even leave a kugel, or a chicken on top of the blech, it's mutter. That's Beis Hillel shita. As you make these hekir, you make a groofa, or you make a ktufa, that's enough of a hekir, we're not afraid now you come to hit the coals in the middle of Shabbos. This is one machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel. Weiter. Beishamai yomrim noitl. Another din is Beishamai says, noitlin, you're allowed to take the food off the fire, off the kirim. Avo loy machzirin. You're not allowed to put it back in again. Trashay loy machzirin. Beishabes demechze kemavashel. So the chura Beishamai now is talking about chamin the chura. That Beishamai before said, when you have a kira that's groof and ktuma, you're allowed to leave chamin on top of the fire from before Shabbos. Like you're allowed to leave, make a shia with chamin. So at Beishamai though, that's only shino shia. That means if you put it there before Shabbos, and it's still there, it's okay. But if you take it off on Shabbos, how Beishamai ain't mazirin, you're not allowed to put it back again. Is Beishamai ain't minoitlin, yes, you take it off. Avolay machzirin, he can't put it back on the blech again. Uveisil leimamei af machzirin. Beisil holds no. Without this kira is grufa ktuma. You at least took the coals to the side, or else you put offer on top of the coals. So there's a hekin now. We're not afraid you come to hit it on Shabbos. Therefore, even though you have food on it from before Shabbos and on Shabbos you took it off, you're allowed to put it back on again. There's no gzeira. And vaitis not even nechse kimavash lida. Hey, this that Beishamai said, you can't put it back on again, Rashi says, because it's nukzer-like. Rashi claims, loy mazim Beishamai demechzei kimavashu. It's a new type of gzer now. Hey, you're not allowed to put something back on the blech, because it looks like you're cooking now on Shabbos. Beisilu says, af mazirin, hoil v'gorf. No, vibalt is a heker on this fire. Vibalt the fire has grufum, that the coals are all pushed to the side. Or else there's a blech, it's ktuma. So even machachazora is mutter. It's not called nefzik mevashel. Since you have a blech there, zora hekir, it's not called nefzik mevashel. Now in the Gemara we'll see clear about exactly when chazora is mutter. The halacha pasha, we hold chazora is only mutter if it was on the blech at the beginning of Shabbos, and now you took it off with das to put it back on again, you're allowed to put it back on again. But look, you see, you took it off the blech and you put it in the refrigerator. And then Shabbos in the morning, you want to take it out and put it back on the blech. Plus, should we hold this also? You shouldn't put it back on the fire, because there it's mechzei kimavashel. And that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah of Beisil was master to make chazara, that's only if when you take it off, you have das to put it back on again. But if you take it off the garment, pushed, we hold the noigets also. There are some achrim that want to say maybe it's mutter with the blech, because the tzad to asur is because it's mechzei kimavashel. Even though you have like a kugel, that's this basha called tarkoi, and we hold ain't bishel acha bishel by dover yavish, there's no ista bishel. For Nesbeg is also to put it on top of the fire, because it's mechzik mevashim. It looks like, the rabban looks like cooking on Shabbos. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Some people want to say, if you have a blech though, that's enough of a heker to say it's not mechzik mevashim anymore. Well, we'll see later on in the parak. A lot of Akram learn not like that. The blech is not enough for this. That'll still be the mechzik mevashim.
Wouldn't that be zero?
No, but why? It's nechzik mevashel. There are bon nas. It looks like you're cooking.
No, but ktuma itself was a gzeira, wasn't it?
It's a different gzeira. Those are two different things. Now, putting something on the fire looks like you're cooking now. It's a new gzeira by itself. It looks like you're cooking. People think you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. That's a gzeira by itself. No, no gzeira, gzeira. That's a gzeira by itself. You can't take something out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the blech. Because it looks like you're cooking now. So other people come to learn and think you're allowed to cook. So they don't know this is cooked altogether. They'll think you start cooking from the new one, Shabbos. Cover over. Ktum kotum. It's covered over. Like you threw this dirt on top of it. Zotigamar, Iboilihu. Hai lo yitin. That's what the first Mishnah said, at the beginning of the Mishnah it said, the gethus of Eitzim, when you had the coals, for the kira was made from wood, it says, lo yitin. they're not allowed to put anything on top of the kira. Acha yigrof, acha yitin ephraim. So you move all the coals to the side, or you put ephraim. What's the pshat in lashon lo yitin? You can't put. So the gemara boiler you. Hay lo yitin, that you can't put something into the kira on Shabbos. Does it mean lo yachzeru? That means you can't put it back on Shabbos. Avul ishois mashin. But avado, if you put it there from before Shabbos, and you're leaving it on top of the kira, it's mutter to stay there. Afal pi sheinikor v'einikotun. Afilu, you did not make any grufa. You did not make any ktumah. Hey, since you put the pot on the kira before Shabbos, even though there's coals in the kira, there's nothing wrong. There's no mechsekim of asom, because it started to cook from before Shabbos. So you're allowed to stay, keep it there the whole Shabbos. Aye, let's be chosh shema yachta b'gecholim. We're not afraid. Why not? Umani chananyi. Well, say the Mishnah goes according to Chananya Shita. The Tanya, Chananya Omer, Kol Shul Kamaicha Ben Rusoi, his avada, the Mishnah is talking about that's already cooked, at least the halfway cooked. So Shal, exactly what does Michael Ben Rusoi mean? It means the food of Ben Rusoi, Rashi doesn't know people that steal. As people rob it, they have no time to eat their food well cooked. They're always running, so they eat their food that's not so well cooked. Some Shita says it means a third cooked, and some Shita means a half cooked. So you have to be Machmish, should at least be half cooked. But if the food is halfway cooked already, Kamaicha Ben Rusoi, Mutu L'Shoi Sagabe Kira. How Chananya, it's Mutu then to leave it on the blech, on the Kira, from before Shabbos, and let it stay there throughout Shabbos. Afo Pi Shein Negorah Fein Ekotem. Even though it is the coals are mamish there, you do not move the coals to the side. Fein Ekotem. You do not cover up the coals with anything. It's a regular nice hot oven, a nice hot flame on top. You're allowed to leave your food there. Why? Since it was cooked already before Shabbos, Kamaicha Ben Rusoi, so by the pshat that we had before in the parak, it'll be finished very easily. It doesn't need too much cooking to be finished. So there's no gzeira shemiyachta b'gcholim. It's very mistaken. It'll be finished cooking by itself. So we don't have any gzeira shemiyachta b'gcholim. So what does the Mishnah mean then? Lo yitein, that without grufa k'tuma, you're not allowed to put something on the kiron. That means the chazor is also. That means after you made, you left it on there from the beginning of Shabbos. Now in the middle of Shabbos, you took off the chont off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back now on. If there's no blech, that's the halacha right there. If there's no blech on top of the fire, then even though you're allowed to have shi, if it was cooked kemaicha ben rusoin, but once you take it off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back on the fire. That's the din of lo'itin. You're not allowed to put it back. That's one pshat in lo'itin. Lo'itin means you can't put the pot back on the fire on Shabbos. But shi avadu is mutter. So Rashi kotum hainu noson efer ala gecholim. You put efer on top of the coals. The efer matagmi kitma. That's type of kitma. Yeah. Vaita to the morrow. Oidumo, another pshat is no. What's pshat? The Mishnah says lo yitein. You should not put a pot on top of the kira lishoyis tanan. Even the shoyis is also. Means even to leave it from before Shabbos also it's also. Even though the thing, the food is cooked mamish legamri, the basho called sorkoi, but since kolzaman is burning, it gets a little bit better. It doesn't get room. We're talking about something. The more it cooks, the better. Like cholim, the more it cooks, the better it gets. It's also even shi is also because the fact is gzeira shemiyachta b'cholim. Without the longer it stays, the better it's cooked. We're still afraid maybe you hit it. Hey, safilu lishoy is just to leave it on the fire is also. If you didn't make a blech, if you didn't make grufa uketuma, v'i gorif ekotimin. When is it mutta even shia to leave a pot on top of the fire? Only if it was gorif, you move the coals to the side, or else katim, you covered up the coals with dirt. That's mutta. V'ilaylai, but if you didn't put the ktuma, if you didn't cover up the coals, like how with manazem, you didn't put a blech over the fire, or you didn't grufa, move the coals on the side, even shia, pasha shia is also. You're not allowed to leave the pot on the fire, even from before Shabbos. V'chol shchein ha'achzir, or there's a kol shchein it's also to put back. Mazach, you're not going to leave it on it. So lo you see, it took something off. Shit, you're not going to put it back on again on Shabbos. So that's the shiloh. What's pshat for now, Reisha, the Mishnah? We have a kira, that the coals are made from wood, and you didn't make a groove for nektuma. Are you allowed to make a shi or not? Are you allowed to leave the pot on there from before Shabbos or not? That's the shiloh in the Gemara. So the Gemara Toshima, come now, bring your raya. Mi diktoni trei bovi b'mastisin. Since the Mishnah says two times the machlekes beisham and beisilum the Mishnah. First it says what beisham yermim chamin avloy tavshul, and then it says ubeisham yermim noitan avloy machzirin. It's two different machlekes in beisham and beisilum. his midik toni trei boviv masbisin. It says beishama yomrim chamin. Beishama says you're only allowed to leave on top of the kira hot water, only water. Avoloi tavshol, not a solid food. That's also to leave. Uveisul yomrim no chamin v'tavshol. Beisul holds you're even allowed to leave a kugel chicken you can leave on the fire, even though it's a tavshol, still it's mutter. That's one machlokes. Another machlokes is beishama yomrim leitlin. Bisham, he says, you can take something off the blech, off the fire. Avolay machzirin, not the blech, I'm sure. Pasha means, even when it's not gorfa kotun. Was it not leitlin? Avolay machzirin, you can't put back. Uvesil loy mas machzirin. Vesil is even not the machzirin to put back again. So it's two different machlekes in the Mishnah. Whether dafke chamen or even tavshul, or dafke to take off or even to put back again. That's two machlekes. Rashi trei bovi beishama yomrim chamin. That's one machlokes. V'su ton above achrita. Then it says another machlokes. Noitlin v'le machzirin. That beishama says you can only take something off the kira, but you're not allowed to put something back on the kira. So zot gemara. Iyamrit bishleim alishoyis tanan. If the reisha, the mishnah, is even asering, she is even also. You're not allowed to leave. Not allowed to even leave the pot on the kira from before Shabbos. If it was not gar for kotum, even she is also. Although then it's very good to two bovis. Hochi katoni. Kira shasiku bekasha begavavo. If the kira was only lit, mitchila with straw, then mashrein aleo tavshol. Then avadet she is mutter. You're allowed to leave your food on the top of this kira from before Shabbos, because the fire is going to go out very easily. There's no yachta becholm, there's no gecholm there. Straw burns up very easily, there's no gzeris. Mashenkein, mutashino latashim. The gefus of etim, but lo yisui you got the heat, the fire, for the kira was made from wood, or from the psalis of the shumshimin, of the sesame. Then lo yishor, you're not allowed to even leave the pot on top of the fire, from before Shabbos. Ad, until when, what do you have to do first? Ad shi yigro for yachit and ephraim. Until first you move all the coals on the side, or else you put ephraim, you make a covering on top of the coals, the heker. Then it's mutter to make a shia. Now, after the Mishnah says this heter, that if you make roof of ktumah, or hank, we put a blech, that you're allowed to leave a shia, you're allowed to leave a pot on top of the fire, what type of pot are you allowed to leave now? Mahein mashoin, beishama yermin chamin. Beishama says, even with the blech, it's only mutter to leave hot water. Because water is cooked very fast, doesn't need a lot of bishul, there's no gzerah shem yastab zcholim. Avolay tavshol, to put now, even though it's gar for kotim, to put a kugel, half beishami tosa. The agafot is a gzeira shem yachta b'gecholim. Like we said, even grufa just means you put the coals on the side, but they're still there in the kira. So half beishami, there's still the gzeira to come to hit the coals to burn up again. So she is only mutta by hot water, and not by tavshel. Ubeisil is mechulik, it says no. Ubeisil loimrin, chamin v'tashel. Beisil holds no. Since you made a groof and a ketumah, you made a heker, we're not afraid you're going to come to hit the coals in the middle of Shabbos, so you're allowed to make a shi, you're allowed to leave it from before Shabbos on top of the blech, even tamshel, even kugel is mutter also. That's one machlekes. Now the Mor says, v'chihecha v'pligiv l'shoyis. The same way there's a machlekes beisham beisilul about shia, means about leaving a pot on the blech from before Shabbos. Pliginami b'lahachzer. There's also a machlekes if on Shabbos you took something off the blech, now you want to put it back on top of the blech. Is a mutter to put something on top of the blech? She beisham yermim neitlin. It's beisham. Even beisham is hot water. If beisham says you're allowed to make shia, you're allowed to leave hot water on top of the kira, on top of the blech from before Shabbos. You should know this hot water now is neitlin. You're only allowed to take the hot water off the blech on Shabbos. Avolei machzirin. You're not allowed to put the hot water back on top of the blech on Shabbos. Machzirin is also. Avolei machzirin. Because why Rashi before said? Because that's mechzikim of Ashel. There's a mechzikim of Ashel even though on hot water. Rashi says it does need so much cooking. So there's no gzeirah shema yastab gecholim. You can hit the coals to make it burn better. Of course, hot water is fully burnt already, fully cooked already, but still the gzeirah now is mechzikim of Ashel. Once you put something on top of the blech on Shabbos, people don't know what you're doing. Somebody will see. They'll think, oh, he's cooking on Shabbos. They'll think it's mutter to cook on Shabbos. That's the gzeirah of leimach zirin. Have beis shamai, nothing, you're not allowed to put anything back on the blech. Oh, Vesil learned him, no. Af machzirin. Vesil says no. Just like I hold she is mutter, and what is she a mutter on? Zai tavshul and zai chamin. Hu adin chazar is also mutter. Once it's gorer for kotim, you should know chazar is also mutter, like we do with manazer. You're not going to make a chazar to a gruf, a ktum, or to a blech. Providing you took it off with das, we'll see later, with das, I'm not to put it back again. So, if you learn the Reishna Mishnah is talking about Shia, then it's very good, the two bavis in the Mishnah. El is like Gemara. El yamrat lahachta tanan, lifting and say, even the first bava, when it says lo yitin, is only talking about chazara. Hey, savad Shia is mutter, nobody asks a Shia. To leave a pot on the kira from before Shabbos, it's mutter, even though it wasn't gor for kotim. The Mishnah says lo yitin, only is talking about chazara. Eliyam with the Hachta Tanan, Heichi Ketoni. How does it learn? Kira shesekul begasha begabavo. If you have a kira made from straw, that the fire was made from straw, is mafzirinol there. Then you let tavshul. Then you let it put even on Shabbos back a tavshul on top of the kira. The gaftas of Eitzim. But if the kira got its heat from wood or from this shumshimin, is lo yachzer. Then you should know you're not allowed to put anything back on top of the kira on Shabbos. Ad until when? Sheyigroy. Until you make roof, you move all the coals to the side, or you sheet an apron, unless you put some apron on top of it. Or mahe machzirin, or bezainal, or machlik of Shammah's Hillel, what are you allowed to make chazor? What are you allowed to put back on top of the blech? Beishamayim and chamin. You're only allowed to put hot water back. Avolay tavshul. But a kugel, you're not allowed to put back. Or beisul lanyan lo chamin betavshul. Even chamin, even tavshul, kugel, you are allowed to put back. You're allowed to do this chazor. So that's the first machlokes beisham and beisilul. What type of a chazor is mutter on top of the kira? Beisham may hold davke chamin, and beisilul hold even a kugel. Or bezoi tapela. What's the next machlokes then? Or bezoi beisham may yirmi loitlin avloi machzirin. Or beisilul yirmi af machzirin. Hosu lomeli. What do we need this for? That's not much the same machlokes. We just got finished talking about chazor. The beisham may says what's mutter chazora chamin. And not a tavshul, and they still hold everything as mutter by chazara. So what's the two bavas in the Mishnah? What's the next Mishnah saying that they still say nachamot af machzirin? Hosu lomli, it's not much the first machlekes. So if the Mishnah is talking about chazara, it's even so shver. What do we need two cases in the Mishnah? If the first part of the Mishnah is talking about shia, then it's very good. There's two parts of the Mishnah. The first one shia, and the second one is chazara. Let's see Rashi. Pligi namit Rashi ma, pligi namit lahachzir es hamoisel lishois. After you got finished, it's the food you took out, you want to put it back again. After you took out the hot water, or after you ate up part of the kugel according to Beisilu, now you want to put it back on top of the blech. That the Beshamai says Chazor is also, it only means a Tavshul is also. Because Chamin, he's matter to do Chazor. We already said Lay Tavshul. Beshamai said his din, and Beshul said his din. So what's the Chazor Beshamai Beshul Nachama for? So the Gemara name, Liyayla Matei, there's no right from here. Liyayla Meimalach Lahachta Tanan. Maybe the Mishnah is still going Lakula.